And now we have another outstanding Congress member and also Muslim American Congress member, the Congress member from Indiana, Andre Carson.
Thank you, Representative Chu, Dr. Chu, hey neighbor, for your leadership, leading this legislation here in the House and your steadfast commitment to civil rights. Also want to thank Representative Nadler, my good friends, Congresswomen Omar and Rashida, to Representative Zoe, Jayapal, Jamie Raskin, Don Beyer, and Sister Farhana. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, the House passage of the No Band Act is not only the culmination of more than 3 years of work to oppose the president's Muslim ban, it's also a way for us to really push back on decades of Islamophobia and xenophobia in this country. So, you know, we all know that the Muslim ban didn't happen in a vacuum. It is the painful result of the prejudices of people that have held these biases against Muslims here in America, in the Middle East, Africa, Asia, Europe, and around the world. Yesterday, the House took a vote, the People's House took a bold and unprecedented step to fight discrimination and injustice. The No Band Act is really helping us turn a corner. Now comes the hard part. We all must raise our voices together and urge Senator Mitch McConnell to bring this legislation up for a vote in the Senate. It won't be easy, but we can do this. We have justice on our side. We have the support of millions of Americans. So let's keep working to enact the No Band Act and end this shameful chapter in America's history and make sure never happens again. Thank you, Representative Chu.